Every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty And we were discussing it's very important to recognize our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala This is an obligation upon us This is our purpose in life And the more ma'rifah we attain, the more recognition, gnosis we attain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer we become to His court, the more deserving we are of His bounties and blessings. So, in this regard, we were discussing various sifat of Allah. And we said that when you reflect upon the signs of those sifat, you see them all around you, and you connect all of these signs together, it leads to one conclusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. He has necessary existence. He is the creator. He is the one who brought all of us into existence from non-existence. We were discussing sifat related to his power, his knowledge. And in the previous episode, we began discussing the sifa al-khaliq. And this sifa is related to the creating of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the creating power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the khaliq. And how Allah jalla wa ala created everything. And he designed everything in the most perfect manner. He has complete knowledge regarding his creation. How insan will look, how jinnat will look, the lifespans, the ages, what they will do, what they will carry out, what's their role in this dunya. So, he blessed insan with intellect. That's why we are mukallaf, we are legally bound to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize him, believe in him, and his messengers, alayhi salam, and the final prophet, our beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we left off discussing how the creating power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so unique, so amazing that He created insan and 8 billion humans approximately on earth, various appearances, differing appearances, differing complexions. Some are light-skinned, some are dark-skinned, some are fair, some are the opposite, some are in between, some are brown-skinned. Certain ethnicities have unique eyes. Certain ethnicities, their noses are a particular shape. Who ordained all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it. Allah ta'ala willed it. Allah ta'ala created like this. And we even discussed how in one family, look at the differences. That in one family, one mother and father have a few children. Each of those children are different in their height, in their eye color perhaps, in their hair, in their abilities, their intellect, all of these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful one. Allah ta'ala is the one who has control over all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has power to do whatever He wills. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Fingerprints we discussed. That every single human on earth has a different DNA to the other. You belong to the same parent, same mother, same father, but your DNA will be different. Your fingerprints will be different. And imagine that many people. Today in the dunya, even with the advancements in technology, it's so difficult to do something like this. People try, people have failed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq and we're creation. That's the difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things with ease, at will. We do things with effort, with endeavor. We're still unsuccessful at times as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ We discussed how the Quran mentions that from the signs of the existence of Allah, from Allah being the creator, is that He created people with differing languages. One person speaks English, another person speaks French, another person speaks Arabic, another will speak Mexican, another will speak Italian, another will speak Punjabi, another will speak Brazilian, someone will speak Chinese. So all of these different languages. And then, when you go to a particular region, a particular country even, there are so many different dialects in that one same country, one region. Various dialects. Someone speaks differently to another. And that person knows where the other person is from just by hearing him speak, because they speak slightly different. Look at the subcontinent, look at Pakistan. So many different languages. You have Punjabi, you have Urdu, you have Balochi, you have Saraiki, you have Pashto, you have so many various languages in that one region, one country of the world. This is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Allah ta'ala is the creator of everything, so worship Him. When mentioning how people will be different in their languages and in their complexions, in their appearances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Indeed, in that are signs for those who have knowledge, the knowledgeable ones. People who have actual knowledge, they will be able to understand from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq of all this. It didn't come by chance. And those who consider themselves knowledgeable, yet do not recognize the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, they're not knowledgeable. They're the most ignorant. They believe in coincidences, things occurring by chance. You say, what coincidence has led to all of these differences in creation? How is this possible even? This is definitely not by chance. There's a Creator who made those differences. He created the creation like that. And this is a dalil upon His blessed Zat, upon Him being the Khaliq, Allah Azza wa Jal. In another verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala again talks about the signs of His creation, that He is the Creator. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَزَرْعٌ وَنَخِيلٌ صِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ صِنْوَانٍ يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in the earth there are parts near each other, vineyards, crops, and palms from one root or separate roots. They are watered with one water, and we give excellence to some fruit over others. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? That observe the earth, observe the crops, observe the fruits. You'll have land where grapes are being produced, grapes are grown. Right next to it, you'll have another fruit being produced. Same land, same water. Allahu Akbar, but difference in the fruit. Nearby, you'll have dates, date palm trees. All of them are receiving sunlight. All of them are receiving water. But they come out differently. This is the sign of the takhliq of Allah, the creating power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you look at the differences in taste. A grape tastes different to a date. A date tastes different to a mango. A mango tastes different to a pineapple. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then the appearances are different as well. Some are small, some are large. Dates are relatively small. Pineapples are bigger. Watermelons are even bigger, some of them. And then the benefits are various as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ. And then we gave preference or superiority to some of those fruits over others. Some of them have a particular benefit. Another fruit has more benefits. A third fruit has even more benefits. And nutritionists today, the study of nutrition and food intake, this has made it all clear for us. The vitamins that various fruits have, how they benefit the body, how they benefit the immune system, how they benefit circulatory system, how they benefit the digestive system, fruits that benefit the brain. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So much research is being carried out. We're told that a particular fruit is hot in terms of nature and temperament. Another one is cold. Studies like this are always surfacing. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. When he mentions all of these fruits, variety of fruits, different tastes, different appearances, different benefits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Indeed, in these things are signs, not just one sign, many signs, for those people who have intellects. Meaning those who are able to understand things. They can ponder and reflect. They know how much power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has through these things. They reflect upon these things. This is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So, the same water, the same land, the same sunlight. Allahu Akbar, what's the difference? The seed of the fruit. And through that one seed, Allahu Akbar, sometimes a whole tree is produced. Through that one seed, there is flavor in that fruit. There is a sweetness in that fruit. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And if you ever reflect upon this, that seed itself doesn't taste like the fruit. The seed itself, Allah Ta'ala creates this delicious fruit. And then if you go further, when you pluck the fruits from the trees, the dates from the the palm tree. If you were to ever go one step further and where the date is connected, cluster of dates or grapes or whatever, if you were to make an incision in the branch, the tree trunk itself, the roots of the tree, whatever, you will not find that sweetness. Even though the dates are connected to the very same thing, they're all connected to that seed. Allahu Akbar Kabira. But this is the Qudra of Allah. This is the power of Allah. This is the creation of Allah. This is His takhliq, His creating power. He is Al-Khaliq. The seed is not sweet. The tree is not sweet. The branches are not sweet. But the fruit is sweet. The apples are sweet. The dates are sweet. This is the power of Allah. He is Al-Khaliq, Subhanallah. These things lead to a ma'rifah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And look at this, Subhanallah, that when you eat that date and you preserve the seeds, you can grow more trees, more dates. Ongoing, look at this blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then that does not diminish the taste. In fact, many times the taste gets better as well, depending on certain factors. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the power of our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. If only we were to ponder, if only we were to ponder, if only we were to reflect. The problem is we don't have time to reflect today. We are stuck with our phones, glued to our phones, social media, etc. We've lost the capacity to focus, to ponder, to reflect, to comprehend. And Ma'rifatullah is all about this. If you want Ma'rifatullah, you ponder upon these things. You reflect upon these things. And maybe this is the plot against Muslims, that people want us to abandon using our intellect, abandon using the salahiyya, the capability that Allah Ta'ala has given us in recognizing Him. Maybe this is the plan, so that people are engaged and occupied and lost in things that are non-beneficial, and they will always, their knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will always remain very limited, and they won't increase in their ma'rifah of Allah Jalla Wa Ala. That's why the people of the past, you could say, had a greater advantage. They had more benefit. Why? Because they lived simple lives. They were involved in these processes, agriculture, harvesting, living in areas where, subhanAllah, they would see the signs and the sifat, manifestations of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around them. This would increase them day by day in their recognition of Allah Jalla wa Ala. But we live completely different lives. But we can change that. If we are sincere in increasing our ma'rifatullah, then we can do so, inshallah, with the given tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, there's a verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَةَ وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Now we know Allah has created everything. Allah has created various types of creation. How many exactly? Allah knows best. People are still discovering new species day by day. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recalls some of them, mentions some of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the horse, wal khayla, wal bighala, the mule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about wal hamir, the donkey. Litarkabuha, why did He create them? So that you may ride them, so that you may mount them. Wazina, and they become a means of adornment for you. What does He say at the end? Wayakhluqu ma la ta'lamun, and He created that which you do not even know. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Meaning, at the time of the Quran's revelation, people used these kind of animals for transport purposes. So they could observe animals, horses, mules, donkeys, camels, etc. Now scholars say that if they were to commentate just on this ayah alone, it would take hours and they would still not be able to do justice. Allah will create things that you do not even aware of. And over the centuries, we have seen new creations. We have seen new things being produced, manufactured with the given power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise it's not possible. And we have seen various modes of transport. We have seen that bikes were produced, manufactured. We've seen cars, we've seen trains, planes. Now people travel to the other side of the world in no time. This was not something that could be perceived in the past. Thus, these are only things which are related to modes of transport. If you look at creatures nowadays with social media, with media in general, you can witness and see so many aquatic animals, beautiful in their design, in their color, in their appearance. And when we look at them, we think, subhanAllah, this is definitely not by chance. Look at the beauty in Allah Ta'ala's creation. So Allah has created so many things, and more things are being unearthed as well. More things are being discovered as well with the passage of time. Humankind will never be able to fully encompass that because Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَخْرُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ created those things which you do not even know. And humankind, with the God-given ability, even created many things. Dolly the sheep, that was cloned. Then there was a ban on creating anything else after that. But maybe in the future, more and more things will be seen. Amazing things that the previous people never saw. And these things are being studied. Allah Ta'ala has created things that we're not even aware of. Even scientists, who many of them are atheists, they don't even believe in a creator. But they'll write things like Stephen Hawking, perhaps one of the last famous, in the current era, the famous scientist. He said that there's every possibility that in other planets, there are creations, different creations. And for humans to interact with them might be destructive. Now, speaking from an Islamic perspective, it's possible. Allah Ta'ala may have inhabited those different planets, galaxies, places with different creations. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And we're discovering these things. We're learning about these things as every day goes past. Knowledge of Allah is complete. Knowledge of creation will never be complete. And He already said, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And then in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ And nobody knows the armies of your Lord except Him. Now, ذَاتِ ilm, obviously, independent knowledge, personal knowledge belongs to Allah. And then Allah ta'ala revealed to the angels that there is this makhluk or that makhluk. But generally speaking, we don't know about the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, another aspect of the verse that we were discussing earlier, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ The various animals were used as modes of transport. Ulama have an interesting discussion regarding this as well. They say that وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ refers to the various new modes of transport. So we discussed cars, bikes, motorcycles, planes. And now there are experiments taking place regarding flying cars. We just had the electric cars. People talking about flying cars, flying motorcycles. In the air, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ That with the passage of time, more and more things are being discussed. And in Italy, they recently even experimented and showed a car flying in the air. So these things are occurring every single day. And in the future, who knows what we will see. And people will pass on, and new people will come, they will experiment. But nobody will ever have that full knowledge. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ There are many animals that have become extinct. Look at the dinosaurs. We're still researching about that. Many, many other species. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq. We have to do ghor and reflect upon all these things. We need to utilize all of these examples around us to increase in our ma'rifatullah, our recognition of Allah, our gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know your creator, you fulfill your purpose in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us kamil, perfect Muslims and grant us immense ma'rifah of Him jalla jalaluhu. Ameen, bijahi Nabil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.